This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for spending time with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Ricky Rocket is under the weather. He called me about an hour ago. And he said that he's under the weather, he's running a slight fever, and he's looking forward to being here next week. So what we had planned for today with Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be next week. We'll be talking about interesting topics such as deuterium longitude and zarcometric effects and servicing the target and the Hoopler effect and things like that. So that's next week, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Rich Sheban. Rich Sheban jumped in to be side-by-side with me with no notice whatsoever. All he said, he had to feed a few animals, and he would be right here. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Oh, thank you, Vince. Actually, you gave me 32 minutes, so I got to give you a little credit there. How are you doing this morning?
Very, very well. I wanted to share something with you. You know, before we start talking about cars.
imagine my shock.
Before we start talking about cars, I wanted to mention something. So I know Mrs. Fennelli and you had a chance to chat. And she said, oh, something like this. By the way, the guys were talking about keys. And automobiles, and she shared with you some information. So I'd like to just recap that right now.
Sure.
So here's the story. When we were building our house about 15 years ago, we had three garage doors installed. And it's really, if you've never installed an overhead door, it's kind of tricky. There's a lot of physics involved, and there's a lot of angles. It's really tough to get it right the first time if you've never done it before. So the cost to buy the doors was, you want them installed or not, it's the same price. So that was pretty easy. And so we had them installed, and the deal was that we would put half down when we bought the doors, ordered the doors, I should say, and half upon the completion of the installation. So most garage doors for most residential homes are 8 feet by 8 feet. They used to be 7 feet by 7 feet. But you can't get a pickup truck in 7 by 7. You can hardly get it in an 8 by 8. And if you've got a brand new pickup truck, you can't even get it in an 8 by 8. And what we decided to do was order the next size larger, which is 9 feet high by 9 feet wide. If you go the next size, it's a commercial door, and it costs like 5 times as much. So the largest door that you can order for a residence without spending an enormous amount of money is 9 feet by 9 feet. And that's what we did. So we ordered the doors. The guy came to install them, put them in, and they looked pretty good. And when he was all done, he had the keys in his hand, and he came around, and he was looking for a check, meaning a payment. So it's like, here are the keys. I need my check. And so he could bring it back to the boss. And I looked at the keys, and I said, so which key goes where? These are all the same, right? So all these keys are the same, and any one of these keys will open any one of these three garage doors, right? Oh, no, they're all different. So this set goes for that door, this other set goes for the middle door, and this other set goes for the other door. I said, That's ridiculous. And he said, no, that's the way we do it. And I said, well, you know, I've driven cars before, and I know that the key that unlocks the passenger door is the same key that unlocks the driver's door. I know that. I've driven before, and that's what I expect here. And he said, no, that's not what they do. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, it's a tangential story about keys and automobiles. What happens is if you have a set, like if you have three garage doors, and then you have a front door key and a back door key, and you have a little shed key, and then you have another key for, you know, a padlock, and you know, the list goes on and on and on. Now you have like 11 keys or 20 keys on your key ring, including your car keys, and maybe if you have two cars, keys for the other car. Now you have a whole bunch of keys on a key ring. And when you insert that key into your ignition lock, the extra weight of all those keys will wear out that ignition switch and that ignition lock very quickly. And so what we do here at the farmhouse and have for decades is we only have one key on the key ring for that car, unless there's a separate key for the ignition versus the door. Okay, that's the only time we have more than one key. If the car requires more than one key to operate it. Other than that, there's only one key. And the reason is because we don't want to wear out those ignition switches and locks. So the question now is, how much does it cost? If you wear out or break your ignition switch on a Ford truck, you know, like a 2008, let's say. You have a pickup truck about that age, don't you, Rich, even somewhere around there, 2011 maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a 2000. I sold it to my girlfriend for $1, and mm-hmm. the truck that I use, I bought new in 2011 for $27,000. The same truck with less amenities is probably, I'll add another $10,000-$15,000 to that.
Wow, nuts! I mean, the new prices are nuts, right?
Well, not only the new prices nuts. We've talked privately about that, how they fleece you with the new car parts, including labor. And, you know, examples that you've given to me, like where now some vehicles, if you want to change a headlight, you got to do things like take a front tire off, you know, and with all the new computers, everything today, I know mechanics who don't even work on their own cars anymore because it's gotten so complicated. So, yeah, it's people are buying. That's why people lease, and that's why people buy new. They pay a premium price for a little less hassle regarding the warranty. But I think a lot of people look at it as who have extra liquidity as being worth it. For us bottom 93%ers, I think we're always looking for plan Bs and alternative choices, Vince.
Mm-hmm. So the average cost to replace an ignition lock cylinder. Now, this is not the ignition switch. That would be the electronic parts, the contact parts. This is not the key. This is just the ignition lock cylinder. The average cost is between $217 and $279. That's the average. Now, if you have a Mercedes, I looked that up. If you want to get a replacement ignition switch, the electronic part, not the key. The key is separate. This would be just the part that has the electrical contacts. A replacement for a 2000 to 2009 Mercedes. A refurbished one. This is not a new one. This is a refurbished one. $350. If you want that thing installed, the price is going to be between $836 and $901. Now, Mercedes is not the only one that costs that much to have it replaced. Most German vehicles are priced that way. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why I'm mentioning all this. So if you go to the internet and you decide, wow, that's nuts, I'm going to buy one of these ignition switches new from China, a U.S. seller that's selling a Chinese product. And they may have a German flag that, you know, is a Deutsche Deutsche Parts Express, or I'm just making that up. But they've got the German flag, so you think, wow, this is great. This is, you know, German part for a German car. Well, what I have found is that the Chi-Coms will take an original switch, and they will use the parts to make a new mold, to make a new switch. But the problem is when they use the original parts and they don't have the original mold, they use the finished product and take it apart and make a new mold to make the plastic. The tolerances are off for about 50 thousandths of an inch, which means that when you go to put it in, it doesn't work. It does not work. So now you've got your car apart, you've got the replacement Chi-Com part, and it won't work. That's been my experience. So what I'm trying to say is, if you have extra keys on that key ring, take them off. It's as simple as that.
That's good advice.
But, you know, and so I explained why. It is so expensive. It's crazy expensive. We have a car here that it actually belongs to someone else, and he bought it for parts, and so we've been teaching him how to take parts off a BMW and put it on another BMW, you know, like the hood and radiator and some of the interior parts and engine parts and so forth. The reason that it's here is the gal sold it for $1,000 to my friend, who happens to be an instructor, because she broke the ignition key. Not the ignition lock. Not the ignition lock cylinder. The ignition key. The key has a metal part and a plastic part that you grab between your thumb and your forefinger. She broke it right there at the plastic. The key was $750 from BMW. She couldn't afford it. So she sold the whole car because she broke the plastic part of the key. Now, why is that important? Because in that plastic part, right where the plastic part joins the metal part of the key, there's a transponder, a little thing that's the size of a grain of rice. And without that, the car won't start. I mean, you can turn it over, but it won't start. So she thought it'd be nice to have the car turn over and start, and she couldn't afford the $750 for the key. So she sold the whole car. Can you imagine? That's what we're talking about. We are talking about, and your term is accurate, forced obsolescence.
Yep. We've been groomed, Vince, to be a disposable everything economy. And because we've lost so many skill sets. And not everybody can have every skill set. We talk about this all the time. But I'm going to go off into a tangent. I feel that people who baby their cars, you know, I've been called... for years, I've been accused of driving like a 90-year-old. Well, the reason why I drive like a 90-year-old isn't that I'm not a bull in a china shop, which I usually am in a lot of cases. However, when it comes to driving, I'm so into nature, you know, seeing the animals, seeing the foliage, the trees. It's a dendrology lesson. And with all the in the Northern Rockies, we have so many microclimates that everything's different. You know, a few of us went up to Jasper, Alberta, through the Icefield Highway. I talked about this in the book briefly. For those of you who don't have this on your bucket list, you need to do that. It's the most beautiful drive in the world. In the world. I'm not kidding you. And probably 90% of the people pass me because we're identifying flowers. We saw three moose, a cow, including a cow and a calf. We saw three bear. We saw about 40 head of elk, and most of them right on the road. So I just really enjoy everything to do with nature, and that's my passion. That's my enthusiasm in life. So when I drive, I don't feel the need to be a race car driver.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. And George in New Hampshire. Welcome.
Hi, Rick. I just wanted to weigh in, if I could, on the cars. I don't know if you gentlemen had covered this, but they have a lot of these chain repair places. They have a book that when you come in for a certain job, say it's a brake job, they'll open a book, and they won't go by the actual time that it takes to repair the vehicle. They'll go by this book. So if they bang the car out, say, for a brake job in an hour and a half, they charge you for 3 hours labor because the book says it's going to take 3 hours. Now, you can see how that overlaps so that, say, it's the three of us, which it wouldn't happen to, but I'm just saying, say it was. In other words, Rick comes in and you're overlapping with my time, and then Vincent overlaps. Well, actually, they're getting to charge double time, and they're getting other people to charge part of the time for other people. And when you add that up at the end of the day, there's 24 hours in a day. If this was to go on 24/7, they'd probably be getting $48 worth of payments for every 24-hour cycle. See what I mean?
That's kind of like fractional reserve lending.
And that, you're absolutely right, George. And it's been going on for a very long time. And that book that you're talking about is called The Flat Rate Manual. And literally, it says this particular car should take this amount of time to change out that part. Or, for example, water pump, 3.4 hours. Okay, for this particular car, whatever it may be, or 2.1 hours for a different car. And they will multiply their hourly mechanic rate times what the book says. You are absolutely positively right. And the mechanics get paid based on that same rate book. So, for example, if the mechanic can bang it out in half the time, they still get paid as if it took the full amount of time. So what the mechanics do is they rush through. They rush through the jobs. And that explains things like why the mechanics don't let all the oil drip out of the engines when they're doing oil change, because it takes too long. They'll get paid more if they put that drain plug in sooner. That explains why lug nuts don't have any anti-seize compound on them on wheels. That explains why spark plugs are installed without anti-seize compound on them. And I got to tell you, I've been working on cars for about 50 years. I hardly ever see a job done the way I would do it, hardly ever. Maybe, at the most, 1% of the time, I see a job and go, well, that guy did a pretty good job. I am shocked when I see a job well done. For example, late last night, I was under the hood with our son. He was repairing a Mercedes, 2004 Mercedes E320. And this thing had been serviced by the Mercedes dealer in Springfield, Missouri. How do I know? I've seen the receipts. I've seen the work orders. I've seen the repair orders and the prices. It's a 2004 model, and not all of the work was done by Mercedes. Some of it was done by an import specialty shop. This particular vehicle was maintained by, I believe, an elderly couple, and it had $10,000 worth of repairs. $10,000 worth of repairs in 15 years. That's now this thing isn't all banged up. This thing is like a 9.5 out of 10 in terms of condition. It's really in outstanding shape. But the price of repairs, the cost, I think it was eating the owners alive because of the things that they had replaced. It's amazing. And not one of the spark plugs, I took them out last night just to look at them. And not one of the spark plugs was torqued properly. Not one of the spark plugs was had anti-seize on it. Not one of the spark plugs had, not all the spark plugs had silicone lubricant on the spark plug boot to make it easy to remove it the next time. Why? And not even the spark plug wires were installed properly. Some of them were loose. Why? Because they're in a hurry. Exactly what you said, George. George, if you could, please hold through the break. I'd love to hear the rest of your story. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More U.S. troops are heading to the United States-Mexican border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Pentagon confirming it's deploying an additional 2,100 troops
There are currently about 4,500 troops at the border. President Trump not backing away from attacks on four minority first-term Democratic congresswomen at a rally in North Carolina last night. Trump called the congresswomen radical left-wing ideologues.
They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country.
The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were up by about 8,000 to 216,000, a few thousand more than analysts were expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheehan's with us, and George in New Hampshire's with us. And class, the reason I mentioned anti-seize on the spark plugs is the spark plugs are steel. Sometimes they are nickel-plated steel. And the head of most engines is aluminum. And what tends to happen is with all the heat of the combustion chamber, the spark plugs can tend to get seized into the tapped threads of the cylinder head. And sometimes when you go to take them out, you can damage those threads. So to prevent all that from happening, what I do is I put copper coat, and that's the name of a product. It's like copper dust mixed with oil, And it comes with a little, like an 8-ounce bottle with a brush built into the cap. And I clean the threads of spark plugs, and then I apply that and then screw them in. And then they come out easily the next time. But that's only assuming that you care about the next time. But most mechanics don't care about the next time because they think that they're not going to see that vehicle again. And that's why there's so much damage to vehicles. George?
I see increasingly that the people that are mechanics, so-called, I don't think they would pass muster 40, 50, even 35, 30 years ago. I think that if those individuals, a lot of them, when you say, I think there's more monkey than grease, all right, in these individuals, because I've heard horror stories where a chain, major chain again, wheels coming off cars when the people have driven away. I had one, I had bought some secondhand tires out of a tow yard, and I'm not going to blame the guy in the tow yard. He didn't even know he had them in the back there, but they were, I was told later, they were probably about the worst flat spotted tires, where they must have been parked for years in the same place, and it just basically made an indent that felt that basically you were going over railway ties. And I remember that I went to a place that had been established. I had been recommended there from a friend, who's no longer a friend, for other reasons as well. But I went down the road, and it was like what they did. They put like 38 pounds of pressure in one tire. They put 20-something pressure in another tire. And they did this, so I went right back, not realizing what happened. I said, look, I don't know what's going on, but, I wasn't doing this before. So they must have put some more air all around. Well, finally I tracked the problem down, but I'll tell you, it cost me money about three different which ways because I had to go to three different places until it was finally ID'd. So that's my answer, I guess.
Okay, I've got a comment. I never thought when I was growing up that I would buy a tire machine. Never occurred to me to spend the money to buy a tire-changing machine. They're really expensive. If you want to buy a good American brand tire-changing machine, you can spend $8,000 or $10,000 easily. And it never occurred to me to buy a tire balancing machine. If you want to buy an American brand top of the line like Snap-on, that's going to be $10,000 as well. But what I found out was no one seems to know how to balance tires. And no one changes them the way I was taught back when I was a mechanic at Sears around 1970. They don't use the lubricant. They damage the bead. It's just they are careless. They are in a hurry. They don't know what they're doing. They don't like what they're doing. They don't take pride in what they're doing. So they don't do a good job. So I ended up buying a used tire changing machine. I paid $800 for it. It's a Coates brand. And it's top of the line, but it was $800, and I had to rebuild it. And then I bought a Snap-on wheel balancer. And I paid $400 for that, but I had to buy $120 worth of cones to use it because it didn't come with the cones that adapt the different size wheels to the balancer. And then I bought a split-phase to a three-phase converter because we don't have three-phase current out here. So what I found out was astonishing. You know, with this new toy, I calibrated this new toy, the balancer, and I took off all the wheels on all the cars I wanted to see. Not one wheel on anything was balanced properly. Not one. And when I rebalanced them to the way they really should be done, which is called a dynamic balance, the cars ran like they were brand new cars. I mean smooth, no vibration in the steering wheel, no vibration in the axles, perfect. And that proved to me that I should have bought these things years ago, because we would pay people $15 per wheel to balance them incorrectly. And how do you know? How do you know if they really did it properly or not? You don't know. So now when we look at the wheels, we see if they have radial run out, we see if they are round, we see if the wheels are bent. All the things that you're talking about, George, that should have been looked at by the guy who worked on it the first time, probably wasn't done. Probably wasn't done. So that's why we don't trust anybody to remove our wheels, to dismount the tires, nor balance. Nobody. We don't trust them. Because everyone who's done it previously has proven that they should not be trusted. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's the way I see it. Is that what you're saying, George?
Well, yes, because the integrity isn't there.
Rich, your thoughts.
Rich, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know me, I'm not really into cars like you guys are. I know Vince's neck is swelling as he speaks about him, but, you know, this might be a rhetoric question. I know, George, you're a regular listener to this show, but I think you heard me in redundancy say when you lower the bars of standards and expectation for a job based on what group you're in, it's going to eventually metastasize into every part of our culture. And the big corporate America, it's an alibi for charging hourly wages. They don't care if they have suboptimal people. So if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to mention, this is going to be a little tongue-in-cheek, but this is all, it's going to be hard to believe, but this is going to be all accurate stories published in the public domain. Ilhan Omar was married to a brother. And let me just mention a few of these articles, and then you can discuss how this is metastasizing to our culture, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications basically matter less today than they ever have. Next article, Epstein Associates prepare for worst massive information dump on big names. I hope they declassify not just Pfizer, but all the Pedo Island visitors. This is not adult mutual consensual sex when you're talking about children. Next article. The politician that was pushing gender neutral bathrooms charged with child sex crimes. Next article. Woman tripped on wet floor, sues for $3 million lawsuit. This is in Sweden. Female cops told to submit to ISIS. I'm not making any of this up. This is published articles in the public domain. Next article. Students who said that there are only two genders got expelled. Texas wants to make sex jokes illegal. Man charged with hate crime for burning pride flag in Iowa while being awarded $225,000 for burning the U.S. flag in Cleveland. Wharton grad confused LIBOR and Libra during Powell hearing. The next word is hilarity. Basically, a Georgia Democrat congressman by the name of David Scott thought he was talking about the London interbank offered rate, but the context of the discussion was Libra, which is Facebook's new digital currency, cryptocurrency that they're trying to put forward. Next article, global warming alarmist Barbara Streisand flew her dogs 10,000 miles to watch her sing. You know, the Miss Carbon Footprint. Next article, U.S. fast food is going to soon use license plates and facial recognition. UK politician David Lammy accused of writing his own hate letters to himself. Feminist magazine admits migrants behind most pool sex assaults. You know, I can go on and on and on, folks. You know, whether we're talking about cars, Vince and George, it doesn't matter. Until all, you know, there's so many things that need to get done, like voter and election fraud needs to be fixed before the 2020 election. You know, we've gotten to the point where up is down, left is right. We're allowing people to tell us how to live who aren't practicing what they preach. You know, that's why I always talk about practice what you preach laws, and that Barbara Streisand article is a great example. You know, we have all these, gazillionaires bragging about how green they live, and their carbon footprint is 10 million times the average Joe. We need to start having public forums, citizen review boards. We need to talk about election and voter fraud, because if we don't, if the people don't take over, President Trump has always said, we got to give America back to the people. Well, President Trump, unless you declassify all the things that we talked about here on many an alternative media show, nothing's going to happen. You have to give the power back to the people. That's one of the reasons I talk about when I talk about the yield curve and getting the back end, the 10 to the 30 down to zero, so all the little people can refinance. And if we go into the negatives, then they can even get money back for paying their fiscal debt. At the end of the fiscal year, if it's 3% negative on a 30-year mortgage, then they get 3% back. You got to give some type of quantitative easing to the little people. You got to have a light at the end of the tunnel program. Because as we go more into defaults, more into bankruptcies, more into all this stuff, the cost shifting is going to kill the middle class. We're going to have the burden of paying for all this increased manufactured inflation that's not going to help the little guy. And when they go in, and this is very relevant to the car situation, well, what's going to happen when all more defaults, delinquencies, and bankruptcies occur? The cost has to be enveloped somewhere. It's going to be cost shifting through the regular person. It's just like when we have hurricanes and floods and mudslides and wildfires. Guess what happens? You know, when all this money gets printed out of thin air to pay for all this, what happens? Well, the average Joe, the middle class, has to pay for all this through increased premiums in a cost-shifting fashion. So what I'm trying to do is try to fix the problem with ideas, solutions, and suggestions, because almost in every aspect, financially, economically, socially, and politically, the whole system is broke. Now, I realize we're talking about cars, but there's a way to fix this stuff if the powers that be at the top listen to the people. Vince?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to George's comments. George, would you like to stay with us and,
sure,
and weigh in?
Sure. Thank you.
That sounds great. And I've got a couple comments about Omar as well. We'll be back right after these few short commercial announcements. George in New Hampshire is with us. Rich Sheban in Montana. I'm Vin Finelli in Missouri.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Richie is with us. George is with us. George, your comments on Rich Sheehan's thoughts?
What Rich said, Rich, you're right what you're saying. But the old saying, it says if the people lead, the leaders will follow. But the leaders that we have, the vast majority of them are bought off, paid for, and don't have any real integrity. And being politicians, they basically go whichever way the wind blows. And whoever is paying them to say what to do, vote for what they do. And a lot of them, talk is cheap, as they say. How many people have you seen, or have we seen, that you have people who just, they say one thing. But then I used to be an investigator for the government, and I remember that. You know, you'd always backtrack. You'd see what someone says, and then you'd backtrack with the paperwork and other things, and you'd see how they'd line up. And it's the old story, are they on the level? I honestly believe, gentlemen, that the country has been sold out from under us, and it's corruption. And you have people who, they're at a point where they're attacking the healthy, like a cancer. They're attacking the healthy cells while they're multiplying the cancerous cells, which really don't do any beneficial, don't have no benefit for the body of government or the body of the country. And I'm hoping that, I think in the interior of the country, the farmers, the rest of them, it's at a point when a rock star can basically do obscene things on stage and be paid millions, and yet a farmer who produces food can't make a living. In other words, is a country like that long for this earth? And I mean, we've seen it repeated with the Roman Empire. We've seen it repeated with ancient Greece. We've seen it repeated time immemorial. And one of the last aspects of such a decaying society before it falls is they start accepting this perverse, queer, obscene, degenerate behavior. And those words don't do justice for it. and they celebrate it. Now, we don't celebrate it, but there's a certain core in the media. I remember they came out of a college called Emerson College, was one. There was a big communications college. I shared a sailboat with a state college I was going to. They had some contract with them where they had a sailboating dock on the Charles. And I remember meeting the majority's people, and this is back in the 70s, and they weren't your ordinary people. They seemed to be from a different world, almost a different planet. And like I said, I looked at them and I said, if these are the people who are behind the cameras, if these are the people who are going to be writing a lot of this thing and deciding with push buttons and switches, what's going to be said, what's not going to be said. I honestly believe, gentlemen, what we're seeing is, and it's nature, is that nature abhors a vacuum. And I won't rant and rave anymore. I'll just say that, in other words, if something gets so rotten and decay, something's going to come from somewhere else, be it a disease, be it an invasion. It's going to come in, and it's going to basically clean house. And they're manufacturing all of the nightmares in history. They're manufacturing scientifically, social engineering, and on and on. And we're going to have front row seats to do it. And I'm glad that, medically speaking, the three of us don't need the medical establishment, because heaven help us if we did. And I still grieve, Vincent, over your neighbor friend there who you warned him not to get the vaccination. And I tell people here, I said, you know, those flu shots, they have mercury in them. And yet they continue to get them. And yet it's a death sentence, or at least it's going to mess with their immunity, something fearsome. And plus, we have the incubating disease carriers coming over the border with no kind of screening or anything. Now, this is an accelerated, a century yesterday is like maybe a decade or 5 years today. And that, I don't mean to go on and on, gentlemen. I know you each have some things to say, sure.
Well, George.
No, George, you're right. You are absolutely right. Art Bell, who I believe was the finest broadcaster ever, coined a term called the quickening, the quickening. And what he meant by that is exactly what you said. We are accelerating at a faster and faster and faster rate. So what took a century before is 5 years now. Well, that was maybe 10 years ago. Now we are going so quickly. I can't even read what is happening as fast as it's happening. I'm talking about the technology. For example, just a small example, Facebook and Google has been involved in quietly tracking the sexual inclinations of people. So people who go to these websites, whatever they are, I don't know, but people who go to them, they have been tracked. They are on the database. They have been marked. If they thought that they weren't, they are confused. They are on the list. And that's the next, those are the next blackmail victims, or those are the next group of people to carry out the hits. George, would you like to stay with us?
If it's all right, sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rick Sheban, George, and I will be right back, and we've got a call on hold.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.